for the blessed and holy state of New Jersey and the blessed and holy United States of America. From Government Watch Booklet, page 32. God's Elect by Julia M. Johnston. There is a need to find a safe way to conduct business, the economy, and government. We are standing at the threshold of an era of tremendous conflict of thought. Unknown paths lie ahead. A power greater than human wisdom is needed to cope with the elements which would obstruct the progress of the human race. Those who put their trust in people or material methods, no matter how good they may seem to be, will eventually be forced to put their trust in God. There's one universal Savior able to meet all the world's needs. It's the Christ, the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. Science and health defines Christ as the true idea voicing good, the divine message from God to men speaking to the human consciousness. This holy power can't be barred from any gathering, nor eliminated from any situation. The Christ is everywhere. We must recognize that the power of the Christ is at work, right where people are struggling with problems. We must know that the Christ, truth, can control everything. God's message to men declares the supremacy of good. The Christ doesn't need time to accomplish its mission of salvation. Where groups are working to overthrow the God's elect foundations of Christian civilization, in their very midst is the ever-presence of the Christ. Where mortals plot criminal offences, the Christ is present, compelling evil beliefs to fail and depart from human consciousness. To the Christ, evil has neither place nor power, and the will of God is being done. The government of the nations rests upon the shoulder of the ever-present Christ. Christ, the divine comforter, is banishing the false sense of sin, disease, death, and destruction from men's lives, and is revealing man as the Son of God. Page 34. From Divinity Course and General Collectanea, The Blue Book, by Mary Baker Eddy. In contradistinction to so-called material law, spiritual law is inflexible. It is never two-sided, nor can it be made to conform to human desire or will. It is the law of divine principle, the law of absolute truth, the law of immutable love, the law of eternal life. There is no physical or moral ill too insidious or too deeply rooted to be made to yield to this immutable law of God, good. Job. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. From Miscellany by Mary Baker Eddy. The Constitution of the United States does not provide that materia medica shall make laws to regulate man's religion. Rather, does it imply that religion shall permeate our laws? Mankind will be God-governed in proportion as God's government becomes apparent, the golden rule utilized, and the rights of man and the liberty of conscience held sacred. Meanwhile, they who name the name of Christian Science will assist in the holding of crime in check, will aid the ejection of error, will maintain law and order, and will cheerfully await the end. Justice and judgment.